If you haven't already, hit that follow, like, subscribe, do all the fun things. We'll have more artists on the show pretty soon. In the meantime, if you have not checked out our website, please do. #magazine.net is where you're going to find more details about your artists. Now let's get back to the music.
Thanks for having me, Taylor. I am Andrew Thomases, and I am a solo artist, independent. I just started a couple of years ago, actually in the pandemic. And although I'm a lifelong lover of music and I played in cover bands many, many moons ago in the 80s and 90s when I was in high school, college, and law school. And I came back to it recently. Because of the pandemic, and also because my kids are now a little older and I have a little more free time to do my passion, which is music.
Love that. So with the complications of, you know, being a lawyer and doing these, having these cases in the midst of you trying to create this career as a musician, how was the struggle?
It's not really a struggle. I have my work, and then my hobby is my music. My passion is my music. So I look forward to, you know, finishing my day of work, which most recently has been here in the same home office that is my music studio, and then turning to music and getting the creative outlet in the evenings or on the weekends. And so it's actually something I look forward to when I'm working. I'm like, oh, great, I could work on a song tonight or do some mixing tonight. So it's great.
Ooh. So with that being said, you actually have quite a few songs out at the moment, with the newest being Outrun Evolution. Can you tell me a little bit about that song?
Sure. So as you can tell, I'm a little older, so I'm in my 50s. And I try to have some meaning in my music, and we kind of call it conscious rock. So it's a little bit of classic rock or alternative rock with meaning. And so all my songs have kind of a message. And Outrun Evolution was inspired a little bit by the book Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind, where it was a history of how humans have kind of so quickly advanced in the greater, you know, span of the history of the planet. And all that we've done and changed the planet and dominated other species. The book kind of questions whether that has improved our quality of life or our happiness. So that inspired me to write a song. And the song asks those same questions. You know, we are essentially outrunning evolution. We dominate all the other species, and there's not really a survival of the fittest anymore. It's just humankind right now. And are we happier? We've changed the planet. We are at the top of the food chain, but I guess, you know, is that a good thing? Should we continue to strive to outrun evolution?
I love the idea of taking inspiration of a novel such as Evolution itself. When writing the song, were you constantly rereading the book to pull out as much information and then trying to figure out how was the writing process for that song, I should say?
So I've only read the book once, but it did have a big impression on me, and it was relatively recently before I wrote the song. In my writing process, so I'm just a solo musician. I started out playing bass guitar, and I during the pandemic essentially taught myself guitar and mixing and a little bit of keyboards. And I usually write my music first. It comes either with a lick or a chord progression. And this was a more of a driving kind of classic rock sounding song, a lot of power chords, distorted guitars, a driving bass line, and some driving drums. And I had an idea of the main theme of the song, but I didn't have any lyrics or melody. And as one of those things goes, sometimes you sit there and struggle and you can't get a melody or lyrics or anything like that. And then this song, though, all of a sudden the chorus just came to me in a matter of minutes. It was one of those things that, I don't know if you're in the shower, or I forget where it exactly was, but it was just like, oh my gosh, and the lyrics came to me and I just immediately got a pen and paper and wrote it down and made sure it fit with the song, and it did. And then I wrote the verses around that.
Wow. Now, I'm always curious when it comes to writing the process, primarily because it's interesting, it's fascinating to hear, you know, like how quick it is to come up with lyrics in the shower. Where's the strangest place you found inspiration from?
Strangest place. There are times when I am lying in bed, almost asleep, half asleep, and some lyrics come to my head, and I don't have anything next to my bed. I probably should. And I literally have to get up and run to my home studio and find paper and write it down really quickly before I forget it. Because I know if I had actually fallen asleep, the lyrics would have escaped me. So that's a little bit of a strange place. But that and a shower are probably the strangest places.
All right. You previously mentioned that you did cover bands while you were back in school. What kind of covers did you usually go for?
At the time, it was kind of considered alternative rock, but now it's probably considered classic rock. So this is literally, I graduated high school in 1986. So it was mid-80s, things like YouTube, Billy Idol, The Police, David Bowie. And then in college, similar stuff with maybe a little bit more college sound to it, some REM and other stuff. But we did everything from even Eric Clapton to Guns N' Roses. And we even had, later in law school, did grunge songs like Nirvana and Pearl Jam. We even did a rap song, Young MC, Bust a Move. So that was my cover band days, which is now almost 30 years ago.
Wow. Oh my gosh. And now look at you now. You have a couple songs out already. How does it feel to be able to step into the water again after all those years?
It's been eye-opening in that I was never secure enough for myself in terms of singing and songwriting. I do have a song coming out actually next week, which I actually wrote in the 90s, but never recorded.
Really?
But other than that, I didn't sing in cover bands. I was always the musician, and I didn't really write my own music back then, except for this one song. But during the pandemic, I picked up, you know, my bass again and my guitar, and a friend told me about, you know, Logic Pro on the Apple. So I got the software and some microphones and audio input. But what really happened is I had a song I was just messing around with on acoustic guitar and didn't have any lyrics to it. And then in July of 2020, my dad, who had a stroke, was getting very ill, and I couldn't go travel. He's in New York. And then he passed away, and we couldn't have a funeral or anything because of the pandemic. And that inspired me, and I actually wrote the lyrics probably all in a day, a song about we couldn't gather and mourn him, and we couldn't travel to see him. And so it was obviously a sadder song. It was the first song I've ever wrote and sang and recorded. And I surprised myself because, I'd never been secure with my singing voice. And I thought, I'll share this with my friends and family since it was part of the grieving process. And I was surprised at the feedback. They said, hey, this is pretty impressive. I mean, I had to fix my pitch and tune and stuff like that. But so then I tried my hand at a few more songs. That song's not released, obviously. It's rather personal, but I have now three songs released and another one coming out next week.
Wow. My condolences. And I love the idea that you were able to find the ability to comfort yourself by creating a song, by creating this song that we may not hear, or we'll hear in the future. We'll never know. But I love that that's your way of coping, and it's such a beautiful way to do that. I'm so excited that you were able to share that kind of a memory wise. And I don't know how to go from a dark moment to a happier moment. And this is the hard part of segues. I apologize.
It is fine. It's fine. I'm okay.
All right. Well, I'm at this time of the moment where, you know what? Cross it out. Let's rewind back again. Cause I know this is kind of like a little in between. Can we maybe hear a little bit of information about the new song that's coming out next week?
Sure. That's the song I wrote in the 90s. And I it was a sardonic look back at my teenage years in the suburbs. And the song's called Suburban Void. And it's a lot, you know, my other songs have this message of a little bit of darkness. One of them, Before Outrun Evolution, was called Will You Miss Me When I'm Gone? And it's about the problems of climate change. This one's a little more light in that it's still kind of got a classic rock, kind of grungy feel, a little retro rock. And it's funny because it tells like little vignettes from when, you know, the teenage years in the suburbs in the 80s. But part of the theme is we were kind of wasting our time a little bit. Like we didn't know all the opportunities we could have had. We were focused on partying or drinking or, you know, finding a girlfriend or boyfriend. The refrain is, looking back, it seems so pathetic. And then, you know, we didn't know all the stuff we could have enjoyed. We were just living in a suburban void. So it's more amusing. It's a little more upbeat, a little more poppy. It still has, you know, classic rock kind of sound. And I like it. It's kind of fun. And what's really funny is I kind of wrote it so long ago, but never recorded until I finally got the equipment and the guts to record it. And so now it's coming out with a lyric video on Friday.
All right. Well, honestly, I hope everyone's super excited when that comes out. I'll make sure to talk about it next week when it comes out. Ready for some like fun questions?
Sure.
I got a bunch of these little like wild card questions that I have here just to help people get to know you on a different level. What's been the best compliment a stranger has ever given you?
A best compliment a stranger has ever given me?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm a big skier. Do a lot of skiing. And I was coming down with my kids, coming down a slope, and someone came up to me and essentially pulled me aside and said, "Wow, you're a really great skier. I wish I could ski like you." So I was taken aback and shocked because I didn't think, you know, I was making an impression on anyone, but apparently I did. It was a weird compliment, but nice. And it was a total stranger. Never saw them again.
Hey, I would take that compliment in a heartbeat. Let alone because I don't even know how to ski. So, what would be your younger self? Oh my gosh, I cannot read. Wow, why? What would your younger self not believe about your life today?
My younger self. My younger self did have like fantasies of being a musician. But then when I decided to get a real career, a law school career, I literally put aside my bass guitar for decades. So my younger self would probably be very surprised that 53-year-old me was writing, recording, and singing music.
Love that. I know my younger self is like, "Hey, Taylor, why haven't you won an Oscar yet? You were supposed to win Best Director. That was our goal."
A lot of fantasies.
Here. Because we're still technically in a pandemic, I'm still going to ask this question because it's always a fun one. What's been the happiest memory this past year?
Happiest memory. It was probably... you know, I have three kids, a daughter who's in college already too. And she was back for a bit. And we all went up to Lake Tahoe in California, which is really beautiful scenic area in the summer, and had beautiful sunsets and stuff. So probably that was would be my favorite memory of the last year, was just, you know, having the whole family in one place under one roof and doing a nice vacation on the lake.
See, I've only been to California once, and I have not yet traveled up to Lake Tahoe yet. But I've been told it was so beautiful, so I'm so excited.
It is. You should see it at some point.
What's a lesson that took you the longest to unlearn?
So when I was younger, and including until rather recently, I always was striving for perfection and just trying to do the best at everything that I did, to the point where you were never satisfied, right? You're never happy because perfection is essentially unachievable.
Yeah.
So to be satisfied with your effort and how you've done, and to just be happy in your own skin, is a unlearning that I think I've accomplished. And every once in a while I have to step back and remind myself of that you could still be happy even though you're not perfect. I've actually wrote a song about that as too, another song with meaning there, and that one I think is going to be released in February, and it's called Perfection, and it has that kind of theme to it, because it was a moment of self-awareness when I finally realized that, and I wanted to put that into a song and make sure other people understood that being a perfectionist is not always a good thing.
It's a good lesson to learn. And also, oh my gosh, I should give you props. That was the best segue to your own song, like in a heartbeat. I was like, oh, wait, how did he do that?
I am a lawyer.
That is true. Well, Andrew, I want to say thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. Where can we be able to find your music?
Oh, well, thank you for having me. So I have a website. It's andrewthomases.com. So AndrewThomases .com. And that has links to my music, my videos, some of my bios. It also has links to Spotify pages or Apple Music pages and other streaming services. So that is probably the best way. I am on Instagram at Andrew Thomas's Music, and I have a Facebook page, Andrew Thomas's Music, on Twitter as well, Andrew Thomas's Music. So look me up, follow, subscribe, like, all that fun stuff. I would appreciate it. I really just want to get my message out there to everyone who is interested, and hopefully you like my music.